Today's forecast across the Midwest has not changed greatly from that of yesterday, certainly not in this first week of the outlook. We are dealing with two frontal boundaries that will be moving through the region, and each will produce at least some rainfall across parts of the region. However, this first frontal system is going to be quite weak, and the rainfall associated with it will be brief and not likely to persist for very long, and amounts will be very light. Up to a quarter of an inch will occur most often, and there'll be a few counties out there that will pick up on a half inch of moisture, but that will be rare. This frontal system will weaken as it moves further to the east across the region. The odds are fairly good that we'll end up with many areas either being missed or only getting less than a quarter of an inch of rain. So fieldwork will advance around the event, and we will see a new storm system form in the plains on Sunday. That new storm system will then march across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward from the Monday and Tuesday time period for the western Corn Belt, and probably for Tuesday and Wednesday in the eastern areas. The storm system will be aggressive in the northwestern parts of the region, primarily in that area from the Dakotas, and in South Dakota in particular over to Wisconsin. We'll see some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts possible, but rainfall to the south will be more erratic and mostly on the light side of the norm. We'll look for values running anywhere from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, and there might be one or two areas that pick up on some 1-inch plus amounts. Right now it looks to me like Missouri may see some of the greater rainfall, and we may also see a few areas from Kentucky into Ohio that could see some of the greater rain. But outside of those areas, again, most of it will be 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, which will be disruptive to field work, or at least for a couple of days. But it does not look like there's much precipitation coming up behind it, and the ground is dry enough ahead of the system that the soil will absorb much of that moisture fairly quickly, and drying should occur swiftly enough to get most producers back into the fields after just a couple of days. We will expect the temperatures to stay warmer than normal through a big part of the Midwest over these next few days, taking us through the weekend, despite the fact that we have a little bit of shower activity and a frontal boundary moving through the region. Most of the temperatures are going to run primarily in the 70s and lower 80s over these next 3 days, and we'll likely look for nighttime lows in the 40s and 50s, and maybe a few locations as warm as 60 degrees. Cooling will occur as we move towards the first part of next week, but it does not look as though temperatures will be falling below average, at least not until after the second storm system passes through the region. So sometime Wednesday or Thursday of next week, our high temperatures will be held back to a more seasonable range of 50s and 60s, and lows at night will be in the 20s and 30s in the far northwesternmost corner of the Corn Belt. Everybody else will be mostly middle and upper 30s and 40s as we get involved with that first round of cooling. Now, the computer forecast models continue to suggest the period for the 19th through the 26th will be a cooling period. We'll likely see temperatures dropping a little bit below average across portions of the central and eastern U.S., especially in the lower parts of the Midwest. And so that'll be our first opportunity for more meaningful freezes taking place. And obviously, a big portion of, in fact, most of our crops will be mature enough to handle such conditions without any real serious threats. One other comment to be made: behind the storm system during the early to middle part of next week, there will be a significant amount of cool air, at least at night, on Tuesday night in particular, and we may actually see our first snow occur across a part of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, although the soil temperatures are warm enough that it won't likely accumulate or stick around for very long. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.